Welcome to Nitwit, the rantings of a rabid knitter. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze. The other day, we went into Burlington and went to the tractor supply store, and I got myself a pair of coveralls. I have been wanting a pair of coveralls for about a year now, but it turns out that they only get coveralls in once a year around Christmas, and then they don't stock them any other time. And I've been meaning to get over there for the last couple of months, but it's a bit of a drive, and I just never got around to it. But the sheep were out of mineral block, so I figured it was time to hit the road, get them their mineral block, and get myself a pair of coveralls. Now, I was hoping that they had women's coveralls, but they didn't. And I should now take a step back and tell you guys a little bit about me. I am short. I am a little bit over 5'1", and I am stout. And I have a lot of what my boyfriend refers to with a glint in his eye, womanly curves. So, I wasn't expecting to be able to find a pair of men's coveralls that would fit me, but I did. They had men's short coveralls. And after trying on a few, I settled on two. One that is a thick insulated pair of coveralls, and the other one just plain everyday coveralls. Now, the insulated ones I could have probably done with a size larger, but they didn't have a size larger. They had two sizes. They had a size 40 and a size 48. And I just needed another inch or two. I sure didn't need another 8 inches. So I settled on the 40. Well, we had a cold snap, so I put on the insulated coveralls and I went out to take care of my sheep. And I came back in and I discovered that these coveralls have breathing room in areas that I don't need breathing room. And they don't have breathing room in areas that I do. And another thing I discovered is that I am probably longer bodied than they had anticipated. So, while trying to remove the coveralls and not cut myself in half, I had to undergo some shoulder gyrations. My boyfriend walked into the room as I was doing these shoulder twitches and gyrations to try and get the coveralls off. And I was hoping he would come over and give me a hand, but instead he looks at me, he blushes, and he looks away. It took me a few minutes to realize that I was doing the best shimmy that I had ever done in my life. Which got me thinking that for any of you exotic dancers who are out there who are looking for a new piece to do, maybe what you want to do is buy yourself a pair of coveralls and then just try to take them off in public. I'm sure you'll get a reaction. At least I did. Have a great day.
Today, I have a special treat for you. I'm going to leave you with a song called Mama Scolds. This is from a local artist in my area, Marie Vanderbeck, who nicely agreed to let me play it for you. This is off of her Roots and Wings CD. Enjoy. I'll talk at you later. Bye.
Somebody's darling, I'm a poor somebody's darling. I'm a poor girl nobody knows. Well, I wish I had someone to love me, someone to build me a home, who'll come and lay with me always. I'm so tired of sleeping alone. Oh, mama scolds me for flirting. Oh, what is a poor girl to do? Mama, let me be somebody's darling. I'm a poor girl nobody knows. Somebody's darling.